This will be the practice dictation for the InterSteno competition. I shall dictate categories C, B, and A, and I shall stop for 1 minute between each section because that is the way I will ultimately dictate the contest material. Category C, ready, and Europe's overall productivity growth has slowed down markedly, although performance across the member states has been mixed for over a decade. A review of the key factors influencing European competitiveness paints a worrisome picture. The principal causes of the slowdown are our reluctance in taking advantage of information and communication technologies, as well as slow innovations in our work environment and development of new and relevant skills. Europe's economic integration remains far from complete. In particular, the internal market benefits have not yet been effectively felt in those areas where there has been less reform and consequently less competition, such as energy markets, transport, and service markets. Europe's research and development efforts lag behind those of the United States and Japan. Despite positive initiatives in some member states, measures to increase the volume of research investment have been fragmented and sluggish. Taking under advisement a broad range of key indicators, large gaps remain between the European Union and the United States. The European reluctance to seek patents persists, in particular in high-tech areas. This will be the practice session for Category B, ready, and Europe's overall productivity growth has slowed down markedly, although performance across the member states has been mixed for over a decade. A review of the key factors influencing European competitiveness paints a worrisome picture. The principal causes of the slowdown are our reluctance in taking advantage of information and communication technologies, as well as slow innovations in our work environment and development of new and relevant skills. Europe's economic integration remains far from complete. In particular, the internal market benefits have not yet been effectively felt in those areas where there has been less reform and consequently less competition, such as energy markets, transport, and service markets. Europe's research and development efforts lag behind those of the United States and Japan. Despite positive initiatives in some member states, measures to increase the volume of research investment have been fragmented and sluggish. Taking under advisement a broad range of key indicators, large gaps remain between the European Union and the United States. The European reluctance to seek patents persists, in particular in high-tech areas. This will be the practice dictation for Category A, ready, and Europe's overall productivity growth has slowed down markedly, although performance across the member states has been mixed for over a decade. A review of the key factors influencing European competitiveness paints a worrisome picture. The principal causes of the slowdown are our reluctance in taking advantage of information and communication technologies, as well as slow innovations in our work environment and development of new and relevant skills. Europe's economic integration remains far from complete. In particular, the internal market benefits have not yet been effectively felt in those areas where there has been less reform and consequently less competition, such as energy markets, transport, and service markets. Europe's research and development effort lag far behind those of the United States and Japan. Despite positive initiatives in some member states, measures to increase the volume of research investment have been fragmented and sluggish. Taking under advisement a broad range of key indicators, large gaps remain between the European Union and the United States. The European reluctance to seek patents persists, in particular in high-tech areas. And this ends the practice dictation for the InterSteno Shorthand Competition.